AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Small towns and big cities across the South and Midwest were pummeled by a series of tornadoes, killing at least 26. Many buildings were destroyed. Correspondent Christian Benavides.
In Belvidere, Illinois, part of a roof caved in at a theater as about 260 people attended a heavy metal concert. One man was killed while others were injured.
It's just horrific what's happened. The Apollo Theater is one of the heritage places around here, and to see the damage is just heartbreaking.
New York City is bracing for possible protests in Lower Manhattan ahead of former President Trump's arraignment. Sources tell CBS News that the grand jury voted to indict him on more than two dozen counts.
The indictment, handed down by a New York grand jury, remains sealed until his arraignment, expected on Tuesday, when the former president would surrender to authorities in New York. His attorney says there will be no plea deal.
This is a case that would not have been brought against another individual in this country if his name wasn't Donald Trump.
CBS News has learned Trump will not be handcuffed, but is expected to have his mugshot taken just before the arraignment. Michael George, CBS News, New York.
Well, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a possible 2024 opponent of Trump's, addressed the former president's indictment while on a book tour in Pennsylvania.
That is when you know that the law has been weaponized for political purposes. That is when you know that the left is using that to target their political opponents.
The UConn Huskies will play the NCAA men's basketball national title against the San Diego Aztecs. UConn beat the Miami Hurricanes 72-59, while San Diego defeated Florida Atlantic at the last second 72-71. UConn head coach Dan Hurley on CBS.
I just love the way we guarded them. They're one of the best offenses in the country, and we really disrupted them, and they've been on such a roll coming in. So I just thought we really kind of body blowed them until we could knock them out.
A shootout at a Trader Joe's parking lot leads to one person being killed, three others hospitalized. It happened in the West Hills neighborhood of Los Angeles. LAPD Deputy Chief Alan Hamilton says it appears to be a drug deal gone wrong.
Our preliminary investigation has revealed that the dispute centered around a narcotics transaction in the area. During that dispute, multiple suspects produced firearms and fired at each other.
Now to Oklahoma City, where three people were killed and another three injured tonight at a bar shooting. Police at the scene originally reported that a person was in custody, but later confirmed that no one was in custody and that they have no leads on any suspects. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professional at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Clear skies overnight with lows around 22. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, highs level off around 52. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Mainly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 32. A dusting of snow Tuesday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 26.
Hard. So let me cry it out alone. 'Cause when it happened, I was alone.
Kicks off hour number two of Mag Sync Radio. All this local music is brought to you by White Kurt, Realtors Lake Point. Let us open the door for your future home. Stop into our office at Atwood Avenue in Madison's East Side. Find them online at whitekurtlakepoint.com. That's WEICHERT-LakePoint.com. Rocker, so many exciting things going on today. Already exciting things already happened.
That's right.
I think it was just when he came in the room, I think the coffee shavings maybe just got me all excited.
Oh, man, I can't wait to try that coffee.
Right?
Hey, tonight we have a lot of stuff still happening on Mag Sync Radio. Todd Phipps, he's the organist and multi-instrumentalist. He's putting out a new solo album. He's from the Blue Olives, Rare Element, Kelsey Miles, a ton of bands you heard of, the JV3s even. He'll be in a few minutes. Dave Nielsen, after 8:30, he was a concert goer to the Apollo Theater in Belvedere, Illinois last night, where they had a recent tornado disaster. And we're going to hear from him and Devil's Lair tonight. Too Sick Charlie. Oh. He's a cigar box, guitar, blues, award-winning kind of guy.
Yeah,
and
we're gonna
see what this one-man band has to offer live in the Devil's Lair. And Max and Kevy, 10 p.m., our interview in that hour is 20 Minute Mission, a Madison punk group, and they're releasing a new album. And Joel will be on. Tell us all about it.
That'll be awesome. Now, hey, Rocker, I saw here Harmonious Whale, too, is a new sponsor, right?
Yes.
They have this really cool tour in Ireland and Scotland in the summer, right?
Yep.
Are you going?
I want to, but right? I'll actually, one of the times I'll be doing Atwood Fest, but I'll be at home rooting for them. They travel all over the place. Like, this isn't the first time they've done it, and these people are having a dynamite time. You know, you go on tour, hang out on the bus with them, and then they go to all these, like, historic places and start, you know, bust out and start playing music, right?
Right.
And so, you know, you get to, you know, see Harmonious Whale play in all these crazy places across Scotland and Ireland.
That sounds like a great time. You get to ride on the bus. Find out more online, harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, W-A-I-L, MaxInc.com for more of that information.
Sounds like a lot of day drinking.
It does, right? All right, Dana Perry now, brand new stuff from her. Just released stuff, I Exist, on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There's no such thing as time. Only stories of where I've been, where I'm headed. There's really nowhere to go. There's nothing here but space, and I'm already feeling it. Every little step I take, shredding up the fabric of reality. This identity is a lie, just something I constructed so you can find me in a crowd. None of it seems logical. The only thing I know for sure is everything is already wrong. Nothing can be right, only because everything is already alright. I opened all my eyes and counted them 1, 2, 3, but I still can't see what's looking through. I'm only feeling this choice to inhale after each and every exhale. Nothing else to comprehend, there's no beginning and no end, just
you. as long as you're next to me. Tonight I wanna let my hair down. People call us up like, where you at? We don't have time for that. We have more important plans.
Lessons hidden in plain sight between lines, reading the signs, applying knowledge in real
minutiae, the day to day. Keep a forward motion while the trends tend to fade away. So you can spend your life chasing or use your energy creating statements reflecting greatness. The one who plans is empowered by self, while the one with his hand out shall never stand out. This is the standard route, producing workery. Souls on ice, never able to raise the mercury. Critically crippled by the reaper's sickle, living with one foot in the grave, the making of a slave. But you were limitless, born of the infinite, fully equipped, never forget what you're working with. Those other gimmicks gotta run the human race. Campus if you ain't in it, be all you could be. Just do it if you wanna win it. Every 60 seconds that you live in is another minute. See how obvious I let the sound? Be conservative, left is right and up is down. That's why we start you on a seesaw. Say study the three R's and how it was before. If you wanna see more, carry that pack, get married in fact. And front like you're so good, why you stand in the back? And in fact, you get some extra, we gon' need that tax. Just saying, hey, this is the way we'll like it. And if we don't, we'll give you a safe space, or at least a bill to help you chill while you save face. Cause you can make it on your own, you don't need anyone's help. Just be original like everyone else.
Listening to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. Now, it's time for Bar Notes with Terry Barr, your weekly report of what's happening in the Wisconsin music scene. Sponsored by the Ethical Trade Company in Madison, goods for a better world. Find them online at ethicaltradeco.com.
Hey everyone, Terry Barr with your Bar Notes. Here are three quick notes highlighting some of the news and happenings all across the Wisconsin music scene. And you can probably hear Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts in the background of Bar Notes tonight. We'll tell you why in about 30 seconds. Note number one focuses on the bar part of Bar Notes and takes us to Milwaukee, where a musician is hoping to recreate the booming jazz club he closed there about 5 years ago. Evan Christian opened Gibraltar, what he described as a jazz world music venue, in the Walker's Point neighborhood along West National Avenue back in 2015. Now Christian has his eyes on a third ward location, 131 North Jackson Street, which had been home to Saloon Milwaukee. Christian is hoping to have everything in line to be able to offer all types of music, but keeping jazz as the focus. He's also working on indoor and outdoor seating areas and will serve cocktails, tapas, and charcuterie, my favorite, charcuterie. Of course, Christian wants to open the new version of Gibraltar in the next couple of weeks. Okay, next, and while you're listening to Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts right now, the 6th annual Stampede is just around the corner. It's an annual festival hosted by Miles and his band at Monk's in Lake Delton, of course, near Wisconsin Dells, every spring. Save the dates of Friday, April 14th, and Saturday, April 15th. for great live music both nights. Roger Klein, the lead singer and guitar player with the Arizona-based rock band The Peacemakers, opens for Miles and the Rusted Hearts Friday night. Seth Walker, a blues artist from North Carolina, opens Saturday night. There's also a songwriter showcase on Saturday afternoon where Miles often invites a variety of singer-songwriters to share the stage, music, and stories. Now, you can pick and choose which parts you want to attend, but I do know there are just a few tickets left for the Saturday night show. This is always a great time. Just give Monks a call to reserve your spot. And our final note for the week, it's all about a program known as Diversify the Stage. If you have an interest in working behind the scenes in support of musicians, maybe jobs like sound or lighting or video, this is an apprenticeship where you're going to learn everything you need to know from those who are already doing it. The Diversify the Stage apprenticeship includes training and a six-month paid placement at a venue in Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Boston, and this year even in Madison. Frank Production staff and venues in the Madison area like the Majestic, Sylvie, Orpheum, all are going to be open to this opportunity. But here's the thing. You have to apply. Go to diversifythestage.org to learn more and fill out an application. Again, that website, diversifythestage.org. And you got to do this soon, ASAP, in fact. The deadline for applications is Monday, April 3rd at 4 in the afternoon. Of course, we're going to share the link for you on our Max Inc. Radio Facebook page, too. That is all for this week's Bar Notes. I'm Terry Barr. As always, thank you for supporting the talented artists playing all the notes at the bars and venues hosting live music.
That was Bar Notes with Terry Barr. If you have a story that you think we should know about, send us an email at maxincradio@gmail.com. Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I met an armchair doctor full recliner feet on an Ottoman empire, giving advice just like everyone. I must assume he thinks I'm pretty dumb or deaf or destitute. My loot is better spent than saved, okay? My yard's greener, wife's dreamier, cookie cutter. I'm a quitter or a winner, I can't tell. Definitely going to hell. My ego must be kept in check, and it's about time that I asked, what are you on? What are you on? In a moldy basement, listening to dad rock, pavement adjacent, post-divorce, more golf course, keeping score, off the court is bad. Lose all her friends that she'd had. Yeah, yeah, you can make US dollars, but that don't buy no self-awareness. Wish they sold it in a can, but there's no chance. Think myself as someone else. Mental health totally shot. The ozone layer fully rocked. Red Bull giving me the twitches. A good time to get religious. Hope is a raisin making on the pavement. Priorities out of whack.
Shack attack.
What are you on? What are you on? What are you smoking? How do you end all these conclusions? What can't you see? It's a joke for a dream. What are you on?
What are you smoking? What are you smoking? How do you land all these conclusions? Why can't you see it's a chauffeur dream? It's a chauffeur dream. What do you think?
Brett Newsky on Max Inc. Radio.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
CBS News Brief. Cleanups underway across the Midwest and South where storms killed at least 26 people. WTVF-TV's Brianna Hamblin is in Hohenwald, Tennessee.
Debris removal started as soon as the storm ended and continued through the day. Neighbors have been checking on each other and doing what they can to help with the cleanup.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a possible 2024 presidential candidate, is on a book tour. He stopped in Long Island, New York, where he was met with supporters of former President Trump.
We're supporting the fact that Donald Trump should be our next president in 2024, not Ron DeSantis. It's not his time.
Ron DeSantis, 2028. Jump on the train, but wait your turn.
UConn trounces Miami to join San Diego State in the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. Head coach Dan Hurley.
When people see us for the first time with the two centers and all the shooting, and then, like, there's no real players like Andre Jackson in the country. He's, like, so hard to prepare for. So we're a unique team.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Wachs, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson and Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane, because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter.
Paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Sync Radio. We are local music. All this stuff is brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three locations in Madison, Monona, Odana. Oh, rocker, look right there. I did it.
Oh, man. Odana.
Oh, that, my East Coastness came out. Well, Willie Street, IgniteGlassAndGifts.com, Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, and Livingston in Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal, SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. Rocker, you and Todd have had such, you know, we watch each other on Zoom, and you guys are having a great conversation. Todd, you're having so much fun.
Oh yeah, I've known Rocker for years now. He's always been a bacon saver at the festivals that I've played at. You know, the Funky JBs, JB3s, and other things on at Atwood Fest.
Oh boy,
yeah.
Well, we're getting ahead of ourselves here.
Yeah,
because Battle Creek native Todd Phipps came to Madison after graduating high school in Virginia. He credits his wife of 19 years, Liz, as the relocation motivation.
Yeah.
And boy, are we lucky. Todd has played in many bands over the years, and the Blue Olives is his longest tenure. But you might also recognize other bands he's a major player in, like Kelsey Miles' band, Rare Element, and the JB3s, like he just mentioned. And most often, you'll see Todd behind the Hammond B3 supporting other great musicians. But now, Todd Phipps has struck out on his own to release his debut album, Recombobulation. And here in the studio to tell us about his amazing career and his new album is Todd Phipps. Todd, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you, Rocker. It's an honor, definitely an honor to be here and to talk to everybody here today. This is...
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And, hey, as an organ player, you played in a lot of bands, but you didn't start out on the keyboards. And for those of us who don't know of Todd Phipps, tell us a little bit about how you got started. You know, what is the Todd Phipps backstory? Organ is not your first instrument.
Nope. Actually, the first instrument I picked up was I started learning to play the guitar when I was about 7 or so. I was inspired to do that when I was 3. My dad gave me my first couple of rock records. One was Stand by Sly and the Family Stone, and the other one was Inagata De Vita by Iron Butterfly.
Nice.
So, skip the kiddie music. Let's get to the real stuff. And that kind of, from an early age, you know, put the spark in me to become a musician. And like most kids do, the first instrument a lot of kids pick up is guitar, and I was the same way. So I played that, and then about 14, I really decided, I want to play bass. So I started playing bass and devouring Russian Yes records. And then listening to a lot of Yes led me, made me more aware of the Hammond sound. And then I really got hit with the Hammond bug and like, okay, I need to play this instrument. And then that was down a rabbit hole, and who knows where I've gone ever since then.
Well, let's talk about that rabbit hole. Talk about your affinity with Hammond B3s and Leslie speakers. And it's like owning classic cars. Got to be your own mechanic, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I've gotten pretty adept at working on them, down to gutting Leslie amplifiers and rebuilding the circuitry from scratch. Occasionally I'll do a little service work for other people. I don't have a lot of time slices to do that, but I've gotten pretty skilled at fixing them back up and getting non-working ones and getting them going again. And it's rewarding because it's one of the most important pieces of American musical heritage and one of the kings of electric keyboards. And it's a legacy that, it's important to preserve. And the new digital Hammonds are excellent. I'm an artist with Hammond USA, and highly recommend our newest line of products. But there's always a place for the vintage equipment, and the need to keep those machines going for future generations to enjoy, so they can experience the source, and feel where it all came from. Because there is nothing like the feel of the vintage. You're sitting at this big wooden box with steel sub-assemblies and this motor-driven tone generator inside spinning, and the tube's getting warm, and then the speaker cabinet with the Leslie going around behind you. There's a tactile and physical presence and sense to that that is, it's intoxicating.
That can make your brain melt.
Yes, it can.
And now, you said that you have a lot of these in some barn or something. You got
my friend Dan Newman and Leslie's? I have a stash of organs and Leslie's in a barn that we're slowly working through so we can get them all up and going and working. You know, I have, you know, a B3 and an M102 in my home studio, you know, a couple Bs, a C3 and an A100. That's my fleet of gig organs and a rig I keep at Cafe Coda, a rig I keep at the Red Rooster on the east side, and those house I keep them there as house rigs. Any musician is absolutely welcome and encouraged to avail themselves of them as part of keeping that thing alive and giving something nice back to the Madison community, because the music community here has been unbelievably good to me. I'm, you know, more beyond grateful to be a part of it.
That's true. Todd, you've been in a lot of bands playing other songwriters' music, but recently you decided to record some of your own music under your own name. Tell us what inspired your latest project.
Well, for the past 3 years, I've been participating in this kind of online forum collaboration and competition called February Album Writing Month, FAWM.org. And basically, the goal is within the confines of that competition is to write 14 songs in 28 days. And first 2 years, I only did a handful each time. This time, I cranked out 15. And there's quite a few Madison people there. Sean Michael Dargan does it, Beth Killey, Nancy Rost. There's there's decent Wisconsin contingent there, But I looked at some of the stuff I did and some of the ones I'd done in the two years prior. And I said, you know, I've been talking for years about doing an album of my own stuff. I haven't gotten around to do it. You know, I'm doing everything with everybody else. I wanted to throw out at least a partial self-portrait of myself. You know, like here's me rendered in sound. And I just wanted to get something of my own out there, you know, before I kick the bucket. So
put it on the list. Well, the new album, it's called Recombobulation, and it's your debut album, but it's also all you. That's you on drums, you on guitar, you singing, yep. You on backup vocals.
Yep. The drum tracks, you know, I put together in Easy Drummer, which is great sounding software. You know, I don't have space for drums. That's why I brought a drum set in the house. My wife would totally kill me. Then overdubbing everything else and putting everything else together. And it's a really fun process.
Well, tell me a little bit about the album. What's the highlights? What are you excited about?
I'm excited that I finally did it after many years of talking about it. You know, just light a fire under my hind end and go for it. One of the highlights on there for me actually is a track called Instrument of Control, which is about the fact that there's so much more fakeness coming into art and media and the rise of artificial intelligence. Starting to blur the line between what's real and what's not, and how certain actors can use these as tools of manipulation. So I was exploring that theme with that song, and I thought that one came out really well.
Where can we find the new debut Todd Phipps album Recombobulation online?
It's available first and foremost on my Bandcamp page at Todd Phipps, TODDPHIPPS.bandcamp.com. And it's also on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. I think it's on TikTok. I don't have a TikTok account, but you know, I use DistroKid. I use DistroKid and they, you know, put it on all the services, just boom. So it's out there hopefully people enjoy it.
Where can we see you live? I heard you show up for some of the open jams at the Red Rooster and other places around town.
Yep. This Thursday, the first Thursday of every month, one of my side project bands, The Usual Suspects, which has Joe White from the Blue Olives on drums.
Oh, yeah.
John Mezzaloris on bass and Steve Malin on guitar. We kind of a blues R&B, Stax kind of stuff mostly. We host the first Thursday of every month at the Red Rooster. They do a blues jam every Thursday. We'll host the first one. Tate and the 008 band will host like the second and fourth, and usually guys from the Manish Boys will do the other one.
Yep.
So we're doing that Thursday. Rare Element is at the High Noon Saloon with another great band that flew out of my head because I'm nervous. The May Simpson band.
May Simpson. Band.
Yeah. And it's going to be a cool night of fun.
When's that coming up? Do you know the date?
Yeah, it's this Saturday at the High Noon Saloon. I think start time is 8 o'clock.
Oh, nice. April 8th.
Yep.
All right, perfect. Anywhere else that you're playing?
The next one after that, I think, is the following Friday back at the Rooster with Madtown Manish Boys.
Nice. Man, you're jamming with everybody. That is awesome. Todd, thank you so much for taking the time to come into the studio tonight to be part of the show. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. It's been an honor.
Let's listen to another song from Todd Phipps' new album, Recombobulation. This is called what, Rob?
Oh, yeah. This is Instrument of Control.
Instrument of Control on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's what they need. I become.
Phillips, Instrument of Control. Fresh stuff, new stuff, heard first stuff right here on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Kelsey Miles now.
Dreams, my hands don't rest. I got a secret song I have to confess. Everything I've known feels so strange. So sets on new horizon. Spending nights just fantasizing. And I lose myself in the light. Change. I bury all that I have in a grave, but my six strings makes me feel at home. The light's too bright, and now I'm afraid. I'm a slave to the song that paved my way, and again, everything I've known when I feel so strange. Let me tell you something now.
Is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps.
It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and
WFHR
Health Resources
and Services Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM. News.